Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Today, we have a message that will give you the key to solving every problem in life. I know that's a big promise, but that key is the Word of God. It's a big word. His Word has inside it the power to heal, deliver, and bring change when you allow it to live and work in you. Well, today my dad shows you how to let God's Word have the final say in your life, because it's the authority of His Word that enables you to overcome every situation.
Let's open our Bibles again this evening to the Gospel of John, please. John chapter 15. It's already come up tonight, but let's look at it, put your eyes on it, think about it, receive it, believe it, say it out loud. Red words win.
Red words win.
I don't care what you thought before you got here. If it wasn't like what Jesus said, then what you thought don't count. Red words win. Beginning with the fourth verse, let's read down through the seventh. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, except it lives, stays attached to 24 hours a day, depending on that vine for life. That's abiding. No more can you except you abide in me. Let's read that again. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches, and he that abides in me, he that clings to me in every word I say, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. So God is interested in your bringing forth much fruit in every part of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Everything He's called you to do should bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them up and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me, now here's the key to it, and my words abide in you. If my words in your thinking become your life, if everything you do and everything you think depends on the Word of God. You remember Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I was reading that again for hundreds of times just a few days ago. And this thought struck me. I mean, it hit me hard. I never thought this in over 40 years. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hey, listen, think about it. God has authorized you and has given you the right, the privilege, and the authority to hear and know and understand every word He ever said. Wow. Oh, but Brother Copeland, I'm just, don't even start. Don't give me that song and dance about how what a nobody you are. I don't believe that, and neither do you. Only place you believe that's in church. Oh, yeah, go get on the bus, and somebody said, you unworthy. You ride in the back of the bus. There's going to be a fight before this thing gets to the next stop. But the same person get off the bus in front of the church and say, we're so unworthy. Well, come on, man. If you're unworthy in the church, you're unworthy in the bus. Just get out of that religious correctness. It's worse than political correctness. Far worse. Now, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You have to realize that when you get locked into the Word of God and you make a commitment to Him and say, I don't compromise your Word. If your Word says I'm healed, I'm healed. I don't care what I feel like. If your Word says my needs are met, then my needs are met. And I'm going to walk in that and believe that because I believe you're responsible for your Word. I don't care whether it looks like I got anything or not. That doesn't have anything to do with it. Whether I feel like it or look like it doesn't have anything to do with it. Your word is final authority. You said it. I believe it. It'll come to pass. I will not compromise it. I had to learn that years ago. And oh, dear Lord, man, we had to walk in it. Because like Gloria was saying this morning, when we started out, we needed everything. We didn't have anything. Nothing. But we were in that place where we had to stand on God's word. His word, while we were there at Oral Roberts University, His word became final authority in our lives. Final authority. If God's word said, by His stripes ye were healed, well, I don't care what pain was going on, that's final authority, and I'm standing on that. Now, somebody come along and say, Brother Copeland, I don't see how you can say you heal when it's obviously you're not. Well, in the first place, when I said that, I wasn't talking to you. I don't notice ever praying to you. And there's another side of that. I don't care what you think. You have no idea how much I don't care. Why? I rolled all of that care over on Him. Now, it may be a fact that there's something malfunctioning in my body. Somebody said, well, it's really, the truth is you're actually sick. No, that's not the truth. That's a fact. The truth is, by His stripes, I was healed. Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Now, as long as I won't compromise the truth, it'll change the fact. Now, that's just the basic principle of faith and believing God. That's the basic principle of believing anybody. It's impossible to believe to please God without faith. It's impossible to please anybody without faith. You can please somebody without faith. Think about how far are you going to get with this. You know, Gloria, I just love you, darling, but I don't believe none you say. That ain't going over too big. There's something wrong with that picture. You understand? It's impossible to please anybody without faith. If you don't believe what they said, you're in the beginning of an insult. And if that person is an honest person, and particularly if that person has proven themselves to you to be honest, and you openly refuse to believe what they said because you feel like it might not be true, now you're getting into some areas that are insulting, anything but love. Amen. So we learn then to put God's word first place, final authority. Whatever it said, Well, that's it. Now, we have to learn what that means. We have to learn and walk in this, but I'm not going to change my lifestyle. I'm not going to change the word to fit my lifestyle. I'm going to change my lifestyle to fit this word. Well, we were just getting along really good there. I mean, we were learning and growing, and we just left the university, and I had made a lifelong commitment. As Gloria told you this morning, the day I registered for school, as most of you heard me assure, I won't tell you this, that Brother Roberts hired me as part of the flight crew. And so it dawned on me the first trip, he can't leave town without me. Glory to God. So I intended to make the best of this. Amen. And on one of those trips, we were just driving down the highway headed towards the mill. I was his driver by this time also. It was very quiet in that car. And he never talked to anybody before he would preach. Nobody. He would get locked in prayer and praying and listening to God. And you get over into a place where you start listening with your spirit and you get your mind settled. And it settles down and you're not functioning and operating out of your mind. I'm not functioning out of my mind right now because of several hours of prayer. Well, very quiet in that car. I never, ever started the conversation. No. Mm-mm. And you know, have you ever been in a place where you couldn't talk? I don't know why. That's when you want to just run at the mouth. You want to talk about the weather and the bugs on the windshield and and you have to keep your mouth shut. Well, we're driving along to Oklahoma City, 1967. We're driving along there and the car is just quieter and quieter and quieter, you know. And all of a sudden he said, "Kenna!" Well, I jumped. I said, "Sir." He said, "People will always tell you you can't do it." Wow. That's a revelation. But it's true. "Well, Brother Jesse, I heard you'd say today that you're going to take on two big projects at once." Now, Brother Jesse, you need to be careful about that. Now, let me tell you why that's hard to do, why I can't do it. Very seldom anybody will say, "I'll tell you one thing, I believe you and me and Jesus get this done if it sinks the Pacific. What I care." People don't think like that. He said, "If you will follow these three things, find out the will of God." I've learned later he could have said it like this: "Find out God's plan." Now, once you know his plan, he said, "Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Quit asking people if it can be done." Right. Amen. And don't expect things out of people. You ought not put people under that kind of pressure, asking them what they think about God's will for you. Right. You don't need to be putting them in that kind of place. That you're called into your place and into your grace, but I'm called into my place and my grace. I can't see your place and grace. When I look, I see mine. I look at you out of the eyes and I hear out of the ears that God has placed in me. So I don't need to be telling you what you can do and what you can't. Amen? Amen? I don't need to be doing that. I need to keep my mouth shut about that. You come at me and say, "Brother Copeland, what do you think? The Lord called me to do this and do that." I'm going to just smile and say, "Well, walk by faith, brother." Yeah. That's all I got to say about it. Right. Unless by the Spirit, the Lord says something to encourage you. But I ain't never going to tell you no. If I was going to do that, I'd have cut Jerry Savelle off before he first time he ever came in my office. Because when he came to see me that day, I'd only met him once. No, twice. I didn't know much about him at all, except about his paint and body shop. Amen. And I'd heard some of his testimony. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I thought, well, you know, I don't know, Lord, what about him? And I'm sitting there thinking about some of the things that I'd heard other people say and another minister or two say about how incapable he was. And ain't nobody wants to listen to a little old guy like that. And I'm sitting there thinking that, I'm telling you, the Lord shut me down. He said, who do you think you are even thinking like that? That man's got my calling on him, and I sent him here. And whatever he needs, you see to it. Yes, sir. I'll do that. Now, we're back in Oklahoma City, all right? Number one, find out the will of God. I mean, you do your praying, you stand on the word of God, you believe God, you exercise your faith, and then when it begins to gel up on the inside of you and you begin to know and the conviction of God begins to come in you and on you and you begin to know, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. Praise God, without lagging or not, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. Now, once you get that, don't ever ask people again. And then the third thing was get your job done at any cost. Yes. Once you know the will of God, don't you ever back out of it.
That's right. Yep.
Now, he just got through saying that to me. And then he comes out preaching about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the fact that they wouldn't compromise. They wouldn't bow. Well, the king told them, you bow or you will burn. No. You bow, you will burn.
That's right.
And I heard Brother Robert say this, and it's still as alive in me tonight as it was just been going over and over and over and over and over in my spirit for the last several weeks. Whatever you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. If you don't bow, you can't burn. Well, now, wait a minute. I thought the king threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire because they wouldn't bow. Yeah, you thought right. But they didn't burn.
No, they didn't.
They didn't burn. Jesus got in the deal. And when he's in the deal, whoa, that changes everything. Taking the stand that Brother Spell is talking about today, taking that stand of non-compromise, if it says I'm healed, I'm healed. That's just it. I won't change my confession. I won't change the way I think. I don't care what people call me or think of me. Well, we're thinking like that. And Gloria and I are just barely getting hold of some of these things. And we came across the scripture to owe no man anything but to love him. My face fell. I thought, dear God, there goes the car, the airplane. What'll I ever be able to do in the ministry? And so I thought, well, I'll get another translation. That'll get me out of this. So, because, I mean, mean I done stood up and committed to God? I will not compromise your word. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God, whatever you said is final authority. Owe no man anything but to love him. What? Because, see, I didn't have a clue. I didn't know anybody could do that. Now, if you already had a whole lot of money, well, then, you know, you be your own bank. But somebody like me, already owed, plumb out of sight. Got me another translation. It said, stay out of debt. I thought, well, now that's just one singular scripture. So I went, I started running the concordance. Dear Lord, it is all over the blessing. It is all over the curse. Lend to many and not borrow. You be the head and not the tail. But you get under the curse by not obeying the Lord. And you become the borrower, become servant of the lender. Man, I just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. So I thought, I'll go see what Gloria says. She'll get me out of this. So I called her in the room. I said, but now I got to preach that night, you know. I'm struggling with this, man, because I just now stumbled over it. And I've already committed to God that whatever he said, that's it. And so I said, Gloria, look at this. And I read it there. Oh, no man anything but to love him. And her face fell. There went the house. There went, we didn't know any other way. But I had to commit to it because if I bow, I burn. If I compromise to keep the right to go crosswise of God's word on anything, it'll jam up my faith and bring confusion into my life. And without faith, I can't receive anything from God. So it'll mess up the things that I do know about. Amen? So you can do nothing without me, Jesus said. So Gloria, I said, Gloria, what? We were standing in the middle of the room. She put her finger right on that verse in the 13th chapter of Romans. And she looked at me. She said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. And turned around and walked out of the room. I'm standing there in the middle of the room. That woman you gave. Thank God for a strong, fearless, non-compromising woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. She is to me what temper is to steel. Amen. Many a time I would have broken and fallen apart if it hadn't been for her non-compromised stand. Not only righteousness, but sweetness and love. Hallelujah. Amen.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the Word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights he bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's Word as your first and last word in every situation and watch the Word go to work for you. The Word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's Word to live in His victory and overcoming faith. Great peace belongs to those who love and follow God's Word. Download Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, God's Word, Final Authority, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. Make God's Word the final authority in your life. Speak words of faith by agreeing with what God says. And the authority of His Word in your mouth will bring change and order to every situation around you. This free offer is good for 30 days.
The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11 in the New Living Version, "My word which goes forth from my mouth will not return to me empty. It will do what I want it to do and will carry out my plan well." God's plan for you is to be successful in all the work of your hand. His plan is that you live in divine health, have joy in your relationships, peace in your mind, and more than enough for everything you need. I feel that some of you think I'm over-promising, but it's what the book says. God's Word makes His plan a reality in your life when you let His Word be the final authority in every situation. This week, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving here in the United States. And one of the greatest things about our nation is that we have the freedom to read God's Word and to share it with others. We should not take this for granted. It is the promises of God's Word that has protected our nation in times of trouble. It's His Word that keeps providing our nation with abundance, so every family has the opportunity to have a bright future. So let's take that moment and thank God for the United States of America. Father, I thank You for this nation. I thank You, Lord, for how You've called this nation to serve other nations. And Lord, I thank You for the nations across the globe who look to You, and the people, no matter their nation, who look to You. Lord, I'm grateful for every person. We're grateful for what You're doing in our lives and in our nation. And Lord, particularly for me, the nation of the United States, I thank You for her. I thank You that the best days are ahead for the United States of America. In Jesus' name. Now you start saying that about your nation. The best days are ahead. Until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.